it's on top of the keycap. So Mele, the reason no people anymore, since there was no people, so DPX that is now considered to be on top of the keycap at 9 o'clock is Chesavir. So the two is remarkable. So that will be true, according to Mandona, who says that we got to make the applied concept of Chesavir. But it's my way that continuing the prayers, whether we say Chesavir or we don't say, and this is the idea of a Mishneh, it's not only in the Machlokes. Now, so I think that this din of the Mishneh, according to the Rash, the Rosh, the Rav, is not based upon the concept of Chesavir. Why now, let's say? So, according to Mandoma, who says in prayers that forgive you, we don't see Chesavir. So it's certainly good. But according to Mandoma, that we do say Chesavir, so then we should. So we should say Chesavir. We should say Chesavir. We should say Chesavir. But here there couldn't be any beetle. The beetle here is not based upon the general meaning of beetle or beetle at all. That is discussed the other day. Why not? Now there is a Rashi in Gittin. Rashi says, in keeping that we now don't base. The 17th line in Rashi. The whole Zman Shibin came out in Chubar Shibin, the way part. In other words, that they cannot be beaten in Chubar. That's what Rashi says. This is what Rashi says to me. I mean, this is Melish. So Melech, the general thing of people couldn't apply it. Because there is no people in Chubar. But here, when he says, she is back to a tip of the Mayim Atayri, is not the general thing of people, of Chatu Trey, that is discussed here today. Here there is another halacha. It's a special kind of people. In other words, in order to be Tomei, it has to have a Chalish Mashke. So when can it have a Chalish Mashke if the Tipe is in the Kale? Then it has a Chalish Mashke. But if the Tipe is in the Pound, it's in the ocean, it cannot have a Chalish Mashke. Then it's Muf Chalish Mashke. Then it's Mayim Shemikarke, it's not Mashke. Mayim Shemikarke is the contrast of Mashke. Mashke means not Mayim Shemikarke, but Mayim Shemikarke is not Mashke. So the people is not the general thing, people or people the role of Chad Mitrei that is discussed in Tahures. That is special deed, Ligami Tume. So in other words, in order to be the capital, in order to be Tome, not only to be the capital, in order to remain Tome, it must have the Chalusha Mashke. So this ticket that the Tomei, let's say, at 8 o'clock in the morning took into his mouth, then he acquired the Chalish Mashke. So maybe we keep on. But then, and when he spelled it out, so he spelled out a Mashke, many drops of Mashke that are Tomei. But the moment they merge and became intermingled with the rest of the water in the pond, then it lost its identity because it does not exist as a tipe. Mashke can exist as a tipe, but Mayim Shemikarke do not exist as tipes. They exist as a mess of water. Mayim Shemikarke is as one mess of water. It doesn't have any existence as a tipish of Mayim. If it's Mayim in a Kehle, then it has a Halishen Mashke, so it has an existence. Each tipe has its own identity as a tipe shomashki plane. But Mayim Shemikarke do not exist as tipe's Mayim. They exist as a mass of water, as Manchini Karaki, and they are moved here of the Khalishimash. So when the Rav says, Vakino Kishibia Kikya, if it's way there, no Yukhshi will mind Shepoy the Kabutum in that tipe, she is Batlo Hatip of the mighty material. Because the moment Tipe X dropped into the pound, it lost its identity. And it doesn't have any existence as an individual tipe. So it's only, it became merged into the mess, with the mess of water. The karake, the manche, the karake, there is no tipe. It doesn't have its identity. He uses the washing is batmo, but it's not based upon the general din of bidu, or bidu, the role of happy train that is discussed with Darubes. Here it means, in order to be tome, even though this tipe X already became tome, but the moment it dropped into the mass of water in the pond, so then it lost its own identity. It doesn't exist as a tipe smile. It only has an existence as mind shemikarka. As mind shemikarka, the shemashke was spoken from it. And if the shemashke was spoken, so the melee it cannot even be tummy. And even if somebody, Beruch HaKidesh, would be able, as he looks upon the water in the pond, he'll be able to pinpoint, oh, this is tipe X. It doesn't have any existence as a tipe X. There is no tipe X. As long as it is in the pond, there is only mindful character, there is a mess of water, that's all. So maybe it's not Tommy, because what is Tommy? TPX is Tommy. As long as it is intermingled with the water in the pond, there is no TPX. It's mindful character, so it's not Tommy. But he picks up the kicker from the pond, be deliberate. So he wants some drops of water to be detached from the pound. Then, even though in the pound the shemashke was spoken, but as a result of his deliberate intention to detach tipex from the pound, it reacquired the shemashke. Only if it was not the host, but in its loydia. So that means he was just interested in picking up the kicker. He was not interested in detaching any tippets of water from the pond. But without intending it, Mimele, when he picked up the kicker, so some drops of water were detached from the pond, and among the drops of water, the hundreds drops of water, there was tippets among them. So Mimele, but since he had no intention of detaching tippets from the pound, so the melee, the shemashke could not be held on tipex. So the melee, since the shemashke could not be held, so the melee, how could it contaminate? How could the tumah be revived? How could the tumah be revived? So this is what he says. She is bato. Svafino kishin piyati kaumushumayim shemayim kaumutumim natip. She is bato atibimayim atelim. Avon kishin diyar. הוכשבו ויוכשבו מים שביותו וקבלתו ממנה טיפה ומסבעת לו אלא עד הרבה ניתנו ודימו עזקי כאיף הצביח. So then it's הוכשבו. So even though TPS originally, when it dropped into the pond and it became integrated with the whole mass of water in the pond, so it lost its identity as a tipe, and it became part and parcel of one unit, one mass of water, water, mind shall be karaki. But when the kikar shall tumeh fell into the pond, and then he deliberately picked it up. And not only he deliberately picked it up, that's not important, he deliberately rinsed it. So in other words, so it was his intention not only to pick up the kikar, but to detach a number of drops of water from the pond. And the moment those drops of water that he intentionally and deliberately detached from the pond was tipe X. So the melee, tipe X, now revives its identity as a mashke. So the Chavrusha Mashke is Chavar Tipeks. And the Chavrusha Mashke is Chavar Tipeks. And the other Tipeks also is a Mashke is Chavar. So we may lay, but if the Chavrusha Mashke is Chavar on Tipeks, so the identity of Tipeks is revived. If the identity of Tipeks is revived, and the other Tipeks that were also intentionally deliberately detached from the pump, also in Shemashke, and the other Tipes, the other hundreds of Tipes are in contact with Tipex. So since the identity of Tipex was revived, so it is done again. So it's Chedermia, but it has nothing to do with the Machlekes between the Priya and the Pramine in Priya's Afrokimu as to whether we say by two Chedermia or not. Here it's not there, it has to do with the general thing of Tumah. But here, there is no din of Tume, not the general din of Tume. Here, when it fell into the pond, so the Shemashke was brought up because it's fine to be karke. It didn't have any existence as a typical Mashke while it was in the pond. And since the Shemashke was brought up, it can only be revived. The Shemashke can be revived if it is deliberately detached from the pond. But if it's not done deliberately, if it's not deliberately detached from the pound, then the Shemashke is not revived. But if it's Idiach, so it's deliberately detached from the pound, so then the Shemashke is Chal on Tipex, and the Shemashke is Chal on the other Tipex, is now in contact with Tipex. So the Mele, Tipex is Mitamin, the other Mashke, the other Tipex, that are in contact with it, but that's not, that doesn't concern us, and it contaminates the kikyon itself. Yes?
So actually there is two in the pond.
What do you say?
There actually is two in the pond. The only thing is that...
There is no two in the pond. There never was any two in the pond. Not according to the Rav, not according to the Rash and the Rosh. Because the mind in the palm are moved your mashke. It's not mashke. Mind in the palm that's mind should become. It's not mashke. How can it become contaminated? Mashke can become contaminated. The mind in the palm cannot become contaminated. Not only the rest of the water in the palm never became contaminated, but even TPX itself, while it was in the palm, was not contaminated either. It was contaminated. But how did that contamination disappear? The answer is the contamination, the tumor attached to the specific typical mashke. But while when it dropped into the pond, it merged with the rest of the water, then the identity, the individuality of the TPX terminated. It stopped, it ceased to exist. It became merged with the rest of the water in the pond. So even TPX was never running in the pond. Our Haskamo Bechamo, the rest of the water in the pond. But when he deliberately detached certain tipes from the pond, then those tipes became kosher and they acquired a shemash. And among them we anticipate was TPX. TPX. So that means since TPX is possible on the Kikya, we must know, not sure, but it's still a possibility, that TPX is on the Kikya, and TPX acquires a Shemashke, so mainly the Tume that attached originally to TPX is revived. Not because of the Aloche of Chizavniya generally, That's a machlekes. But here, the tume of TPX never disappeared. But TPX itself disappeared, you see. The existence of TPX disappeared. But the moment he deliberately detaches TPX from the pound, then TPX all of a sudden exists again. So it's not that it became toy. It didn't become Toya. Why didn't it become Toya on the basis of the genuine of Bibu? So Rashi says that without the Nidin, then Bimchuba there is no Nidin. So Mele, the Tumi of TPX never came up. But TPX itself ceased to exist. TPX itself ceased to exist. So it's not that the Tumi was fucked. It ceased to exist. TPX, let's say, if you have something, if you have an echo, if you have an echo, and that became Tumi, and then through a nuclear explosion, the whole echo will become disintegrated into energy. So then you would say, the Tumi is fucked up. It's not that the Tumi is fucked up. The thing itself disappeared. So here too, what became Tomei? The TPX had the Chalusha Mashke. But the moment it fell back into the pound, so there it lost its individuality, its existence. It didn't, in the pound, it doesn't exist as an individual TPX of Mashke. It exists as a mass of water Mikhalki. Yes?
I mean, normally the case of Chozer Vanir, the Tuma actually itself is Bato?
Yeah, the Tuma itself is Bato. And then it's Chizamim. You go over, you are in Chayas. I don't want to go over in Shia because it will take way longer time. Jacob Gimel. Jacob Gimel. All right, now. The next mission. Mila Bichu Tomei Mishoset Tomei Atomei. Mila Bichu Tomei Mila Bichu Tomei Atomei. Mila Bichu Tomei Mila Bichu Tomei Mila Bichu Tomei Mila Bichu Tomei Mila Bichu Tomei. There's nothing new in this mission. It's the same thing. Mila Dara. Mila Bichu Tomei Mila Ashkino Kisha Atuma Bo Mai Machmas Oin Tomei. Veroch Ashkino Kisha Atuma Bo Machmas Kei Lani. Now, not for my name. Now, we're not ready to understand the Rao in Mishnah Gimel. Because while the Rav in Mishnah Aleph and Beis followed up the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh, except that there was chelik at one point in regard to Megara that he shouldn't. But except for that, he followed up the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh, but in Mishnah Gimel, the Rav appears to follow up the Shita of the Rambam. So that's the Kasha of Kavit Meir, here in Mishnah is this one. Alright. So, not for money, so let's forget for a moment the Rash Pshat, which is based upon the Shita of the Rambam. But according to the Rash and the Rosh, so it has the same Pshat as the first Mishnah. In other words, not for my praying. So then, if it's not for my praying, so those my praying. Now again, so those might mean so that what Tommy originally, for the moment they dropped into the pound. People, the general thing of people was not hard. Because as Rashi says that in doubting it, that there is no people being human. But while they became Tommy, what did it mean not for might mean? You had a Kale full with water, and then Sheriffs touched that water on the Kale, in the pound. So it's might mean, then it took those mind pain, then that mind pain from the past dropped into the Megara. So those mind pain, so it wasn't, so it's the same thing as Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, but except that whereas Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, so the TPX consists of one platelet. So here, TPX consists of hundreds or thousands of platelets. But it's the same thing, so we can still call it TPX, but in a collective sense. In other words, it consists of a pile of a thousands of platelets. So, but even though the thousands of platelets in TPX, so were originally coming, but the moment they dropped it into the fell, into the pound, so they cease to exist as thousands tipers of mashkit made. Then they became incorporated into the mass of water in the pound. So their own identity terminated the moment they fell into the pound. But then, it was a toy. So we anticipate the possibility that when the Torah took into his mouth or into his hands a number of drops, let's say 100 drops, so the 100 drops, had some of the droplets contained in Tipex, and since he didn't know where to drink, because he wanted to drink the Torah, so the melee, it acquired the chiles. Those drops that originally were contained in Tipex, and they never became one. But while they were emerged with the other water in the pond, so their own individual existence disappeared. But the moment the Torah decided to detach these deeper sex from the pond, so then their own identity was revived. And if their own individual identity was revived, so they started to exist again as deeper sex. So the melee, they are torn, because the tume never disappeared. Their own existence disappeared, but the tume never disappeared. So it has nothing to do with the machlekes that continue in prayers as to whether we say chizal niya or we don't say chizal niya. Because here, the tume never disappeared, the tume per se. It's only the tipes disappeared to exist as tipes. But the moment when the Torah decided to detach them from the pond, so then the tipes revived their existence, their identity. So the melee, since they revived their existence, so they are Tomei again. So the melee, they are Tomei. So it's Tomei. Not for my plane of being the Torah, Tomei. Not for my main, not for Tika Shotkumo, in the Achtomei, in the Achtoi, Rabshimei, now, the question is, what is Rabshimei? Now, so, the Rab says, I don't want to go over the first half of the Rab Mishnah, because this is difficult. This seems to be contrary to the Rav's pshat and the first omissions. So that's the kasha of thesis of Leir. We'll discuss it next year. All right. But the second, Rav Shimon Amunia Bein Shiliya Amun Shalom Iya Akub Ekoi Rav Shimon Bein Atu Mishabu Amach Masodom Bein Mach Maskli Bein Mach Masmashkin Bein Kul Esvir Amai Bein Shiliya Amun Shalom Iya Akhtom Iya Kikya ויתאי לרב שימן שאני אין ואשי נפסה מים פמאים שנופו מפי התומי מן הקיים ומן המשק עם פמאים ויפסי כי שנופו כל המים נשתאי רעתי פעילי על הקיקה ותמרוסי ואין הלוח כי רב שימן So why does רב שימן say that he will flow in here? So it's Tomei in the case of Nofo Kika Shotrumo and the Kodi Vera and the Kodi Tore Shemi except the Rambam, in Perush HaMishnah. So, according to the Rav and all the Shemi, when Rav Shimon is chayrik, when he says, Bein Yidiach, Bein Lo Yidiach, he's Tomei, so he has reference not only to the case of Mishneh Gimel, but he has reference to the case of Mishneh Aleph, Mishneh Beis as well. The Rambam in Perush HaMishnah is the only one who says that Rav Akiva has referenced only to the case of Mishneh Gimel, not from my domain, but not to the case of Joseph Tomei, and then not for Kikash of Primo, or Mule Bichli Tomei, and then not for Kikash of Primo. But all the other Shemi agree with the Rav that Akur Ekoi Rav Shemi, Bein Atum Shemu Al Machmas Odom, Bein Machmas Kim, Bein Machmas Mashki, Bikur Esir Alei Bein Shehiya, Bein Shehiya, Timei Akikya. ויתאי לרב שמעון שאני אומר שנפסה מים טמאים שנופו מביאתו מן הכלים או מן המשקים טמאים נפסית כי שנופו כל המים נשתאי רעתי פעיים על הכיכר במס נבואות So we have to explain the Rav and the Rosh and the Rash in the same way נבואות They all, it's all vain because there is no general thing of people Why is there a general thing of people when the Tipa X falls into the pond So it's not weaker. So there should be people to all. Then there is, as Rashi says, that in our beginning, there is no people in Huber. In Huber, there is no such thing as people. There is no such thing. So that the people didn't apply. But here, as long as the tipe was in his hand, in his mouth, in the kele, so he had the chalisha mashke. The moment the tipe fell into the pound, then it lost its identity. It ceased to exist as a tipe shel mashke. A mashke has an existence as a tipe. Every droplet of mashke has its own individual existence. Mashke, man shel karka, do not have an existence. Out of being, they are not considered. They are mufke of shemashke. If they are mufke of shemashke, it's not shayach to say one tipe. You can call a tipe if you want. Arbitrarily, you can say that the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean has billions and trillions and trillions and trillions on top of trillions of droplets of water, if you want to say it. But our being, since it's mufke of the shemashke, man shemikarki, is mufke of the shemashke, so maybe it doesn't have any identity. There is no individual existence of a tipe in mashke. So every droplet of mashke has its own identity. Well, has its own identity. Mashke, man shemikarki, does not exist already as individual tipes, but as a mess of water. As a mess of water. So the Mele, Akulikoy Rabshin. Rabshin agrees with everything that Rabban said. In other words, that the din of people is not chak. Why? Because in Mechuber there is no din. But the moment chose a tome. So then Tipex became tome. And then he sped out Tipex back into the pond. So the Mele, he did not, the tome did not disappear. But the tipe itself disappeared. The identity of the tipe, it became incorporated into the mess of water shalikar. So it ceased to exist as a tipe shalmash. And then as long as it is incorporated into the mess of water, so it ceases to exist. Now, even when it picks up the kitchen, so the Rabbanim say, it's still the tip, the identity is not revived. Unless that tip is detached, the river. If it's in here, okay, it's going to be out. So even though it was detached from the pound, so the identity is not revived. So Rav Shimon says one thing. Even if it's going to be out, so the identity of the tip is not revived, as long as it doesn't exist on the kikar in isolation. But there is a possibility, now usually when you pick up a kikar from the pond, so there is more than one tipe on the kikar. There are about 100 tipes, I would say. 100 tipes will cling to the kikar. But there is a possibility that now, as he picked up the kikar, so then it had, let's say, 100 tipes. And then it started, you know, to shake off the water from the drops, the droplets of water, the hundreds of droplets of water from the surface of the kikya back into the pond. But the Mitzias is that not all the droplets will shake off at once. So, let's say, 50 droplets will shake off. The first time, then when it starts to shake it up again, another 20 droplets will shake off. And then Rav Shimon is chashish for the possibility that in the course of the shaking off of the hundreds of droplets from the surface of the kikya back into the pond, maybe all the other droplets were shaken off already. And just Tipex would still remain clinging to the surface of it. It's a remote possibility. But there is such a possibility. So the Mele, the moment that happens, in other words, the Tipex exists in isolation, not commingled with tipe, with tipe A and tipe B and tipe C and tipe D and tipe E and tipe F and all the other tipes, just in isolation, as a single tipe. So then, even though it didn't deliberately, Madiaret, he wasn't interested in mincing the kicker. But if this happened, since there is a moment when TPX is clings to the kicker in isolation by itself, not being commingled with other TPX, so the male and the identity, its individuality is revived at this point. So if its individuality is revived, and the two was never broken, because there is no people in the so we think the tipet, that the existence of the tipet sees disappear. But if Kelapishmai is gathered, that at one moment all the other tipets that originally were clinging to the kicker fell off the kicker, and just tipet X